Hello, let's do it again. It's time to improve your American English skills with As It Is from VOA. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. It's nice to have you with us today. If you like cars, you will like today's show. We will take you to the one city in the United States that always comes to mind when we talk about automobiles. How would you like to be in a room with 500 new models of cars? Stay with us. Then we're off to the busy city of Nairobi, Kenya, where there seems to be a major problem with the way some important buildings are being constructed. This one is about safety. There you have it, two interesting stories about things that are happening in our world as it is. Let's get started. The 2015 North American International Auto Show recently took a test drive in Detroit, Michigan. It was the first major international car show in the United States this year. Automobile manufacturers from around the world presented over 500 car models. Many manufacturers featured cars powered by electricity. But lower oil prices still keep cars powered by gasoline popular among drivers. Jonathan Evans reports.
Aaron Bragman is a car expert who works for Cars.com. He says many car ideas seemed to be popular at this year's auto show.
We're seeing a lot of variety of product, luxury vehicles, electric vehicles, concept cars now apparently are making a comeback. So there's no one theme except that, you know, the industry is back.
Mary Barra is the chief executive officer of General Motors. She presented the company's new electric car called the Chevy Bolt. The Chevy Bolt may be the first fully electric car that will be popular with drivers. It can go longer than most other electric cars, 320 kilometers before it needs to be recharged. It also costs around $30,000, about the average price for a new car in the U.S. And, Mary Barra says, the Chevy Bolt is also more functional than any other electric vehicle on the market.
Trust me, this is no stripped-down science experiment. The Bolt EV concept offers unexpected functionality and technology with proportions and flexibility of a crossover. It's an all-electric vehicle for the real world.
The Chevy Bolt will be available to consumers after 2017. But the U.S. market may see another futuristic car as early as this year. The small car maker Local Motors plans to introduce a vehicle called the Strati. The car has a 3D printed body. The motor and other parts are based on designs by the French automobile manufacturer Renault. Jay Rogers is the CEO of Local Motors. He says printing the electric car takes about 44 hours.
We hope by the end of the year to be closer to 24 hours, and then we'd hope to be able to get it down to somewhere between 10 and 12 hours total.
A lot of new models with gas engines are more expensive. German automobile manufacturer Mercedes presented its new four-door sedan, the GLE Coupe. Porsche exhibited a new car model called the 911 Targa 4 with a 430-horsepower engine. And American car manufacturer Ford presented its first muscle car in more than 10 years, its GT supercar. The supercar has a more fuel-efficient engine than other cars like it on the market. The car also has more than 600 horsepower. The Japanese manufacturers of the Acura presented what it called a super hybrid vehicle, the NSX. It has three electric motors providing more than 550 horsepower. The NSX can run in four different modes: quiet, sport, sport plus, or track. Each mode creates a different engine sound. The 2015 North American International Auto Show ended January 25th. Organizers have not yet decided where next year's auto show will take place. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Two buildings collapsed recently in Nairobi, the Kenyan capital. Now, many Kenyans are worried about the safety of buildings around the country. Officials from the National Construction Authority are traveling around the country and inspecting building projects. The NCA says it has forced 500 such projects to suspend work since August. Some of the closures were for safety reasons. Others were ordered because inspectors found poor quality building materials. Christopher Cruz reports.
Crispus Ndinyo is an engineer who works as an inspector for the National Construction Authority. He spoke to VOA during a visit to Kitengala, a town near Nairobi. He said he is finding violations wherever he looks.
They don't have any clothing, no helmet. I see this particular worker, even the eyes, they are very red. This means this worker, even the hands, is operating in an environment that's very unsafe, very unhealthy.
Buildings are going up so quickly across Kenya that inspectors cannot examine all of the construction projects. But they say when they do find illegal activity, they order the work stopped and sometimes require the building to be destroyed.
So, at the moment, we are going to stop the construction of this particular site.
Earlier this month, a woman and small child died when a 7-floor building collapsed in Nairobi. 2 weeks earlier, 7 people were killed when a building collapsed in Makongeni. Samuel Arachi is the acting inspector general of police. He says police may charge those responsible with a crime.
For this incident, everybody was involved in the construction, right from the engineers, the architects, the contractor, and the owner. To us, this is criminal negligence and it will not be condoned.
Past building collapses have taken place in Nairobi neighborhoods where many poor people live. In those areas, buildings go up quickly with little supervision. Architecture Professor Alfred Omenya says inspectors and government officials are often paid to look the other way. He says their actions have led to structures that fail to meet rules for safety.
There's a big issue, there's a big elephant in the room, the corruption, that even when these people are there, they're able to allow a whole lot of substandard practices, a whole lot of illegal practices, because, of course, they're actually able to extort bribes and they're not serious about, doing their work.
The group Transparency International follows corruption around the world. It says Kenya's police are the most corrupt government agency in Kenya.